A deep, thick, silent whiteness covered the forest. It muffled sound. It hid the contours of the land so that an innocent-seeming step could bring his foot down on a rock, or into a hole, or send it cracking through the ice of some buried pool. A misstep or a fall could break a bone. He might be unable to get back, and it would be a long time before anyone reached him, if anyone came at all. He'd die out here. Pierre Lecharles knew what that kind of dying would be like. Slow. Slow and cold. Even in his heavy furs, even with his masses of hair and full beard, he would begin to shiver. His muscles would turn dull, numb, and leaden. His mind would play tricks on him, as if the frigid air itself was somehow making him drunk. He'd spoken with people rescued from the brink of freezing. People who'd gotten lost or injured in deep winter, lost in the woods or mountains, even in their own fields when the land was seized by the grip of a terrible blizzard. He listened to their accounts of the moods and madness that came over them, how they had grown irritable with their companions, how their very thoughts seemed to turn thick and syrupy. Some were afflicted with dreamlike visions of loved ones or angels, cozy hearths and hot food. Some claimed to have felt apart from their own bodies, as if mind and soul had already divided from the flesh. He'd heard how just when it seemed they could feel no colder, when the shivering had stopped, they were suffused with a wonderful glowing warmth, a warmth that quickly became heat, as if they were about to catch fire. He'd witnessed for himself the grim after effects. Skin rubbed away raw where ice had caked on it. Eyelids sealed shut by a rime of tears. Frostbite. Fingers and toes, hands and feet, noses and ears turned to purple-gray blocks of icy flesh. Inky blisters that seeped with fluid. Skin sloughing off in loose, crinkled flaps and sheets. Amputations. He'd seen the bodies of some who had not been rescued. The way some had, toward the end, torn open their clothes. Perhaps mind tricked into thinking themselves stifling from an unbearable heat. Limbs might be frozen stiff into whatever contorted poses in which the unfortunate victims had died, so that they had to be thawed before they could be wedged into coffins. The frontier was unforgiving. If it wasn't the droughts, it was the blizzards. If it wasn't the blizzards, it was the grasshoppers. If it wasn't the grasshoppers, it was the Indians, or wildfires, or disease. So many people did not realize those harsh truths until too late. They came bringing all their worldly possessions, their wives and livestock and children. They spent every penny they had on passage west, believing the tales the railroad companies told about the bounty and prosperity of the wide prairies, following the feverish rumor scent of gold and silver. It was insanity to be out here unprepared. Sometimes, even the most prepared could still fall prey to that insanity. Take himself, for instance. Here he was, miles from the safety of his snug sod and log house, where the thick walls would keep out the cold. Miles from a fire where hot stew simmered and flatbread baked on the bricks. Miles from the jugs of beer, cider, and whiskey for which he'd traded bales of lush pelts. Miles from Two Bird. Insanity. She was sick, possibly dying. She could be gone by the time he got back, never to smile at him again, or touch his bearded cheek, or raise her dark eyes so lovingly to his. Two Bird. His beautiful Two Bird. The thought of losing her wrenched at his gut, as if he'd swallowed a barbed hook. He'd been married twice before, long ago when he was young and foolish. Once to a spiteful shrew who'd driven him out of the house threatening to bash his brains out with a skillet for drinking on the Lord's Day, and once to a fat, lazy creature who warmed their bed with a blacksmith while he was off trapping. He'd sworn off women after that, until he met Two Bird, or won her, as the case may be, won her in a poker game at a saloon in Deadwood, the same saloon, some said, where Wild Bill had met his end several years earlier.